give us a call at 855-450-3733. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line at 855-453. And this is a live Saturday show. I know folks aren't used to that, but that's what's going on here. You're getting live content because your radio station that you're listening to cares enough to send you Free Talk Live. There's not much live radio content in the United States, certainly not open lines, current events kind of shows like you're used to on these stations. Free Talk Live, one of the few. We're bringing it to you. You can go to freetalklive.com. Not only is the show interactive, but the website's interactive too. You can go there, post news stories, blog posts, whatever you want. People will vote it up, vote it down. You can do the same with other folks. And we've been talking about, well, a couple of different things. The Ron Paul phenomenon that's sweeping the nation, as it were. People, the mainstream media kind of trying to hush him up and then getting scolded, and now they're kind of making apologies. Also talking about Lemonade Freedom Day, folks across the nation, kids across the nation, setting up lemonade stands. I guess, to make money, to learn about the importance of entrepreneurship and this rite of passage in the United States, and to stand up against so many sort of shiftless bureaucrats who've been shutting down kids' lemonade stands across the United States.
Puerile nonsense. Free Talk Live. Go to freetalklive.com. What's the 800 number?
855-450-FREE. Let's go to Danielle in Missouri. Danielle?
You're on with Gardner Mark.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Free Talk Live. What can we do for you tonight? Can we serve you some lemonade?
from which stand?
I don't know. We'll have to see if we can ship it over state lines, without getting arrested. But thanks for joining us. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I would like to talk about the Ron Paul birthday money bump. Today is Ron Paul's birthday.
Hey, nice. It's H.P. Lovecraft's birthday, too. So good people all the way around. Ron Paul, happy birthday. Money bomb for Ron Paul?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm. All right. Now, what are the details on this?
Well, we're trying to, by we, I mean all of Ron Paul supporters, because as you know, well, hopefully, he doesn't take handouts from, he does not have his hand in special interests and multinational corporations or anything like that.
Any company that supports Ron Paul really isn't in it for the handout, right?
Right.
I mean, all these other candidates, they've got Bank of America saying, hey, don't worry. We'll take care of you.
Right, Rick
right.
Perry.
That's what we want, Rick Perry. That's right, exactly right. Ron Paul, Bank of America is not going to take care of him. If they're going to take care of him, they're going to take care of him.
And you know what? With your call right here coming through on the phone lines, this is a direct push against what Mark mentioned in the earlier hour, and which is over at the Free Talk Live link for the Learning Liberty that Ben Powell discusses, the public choice phenomenon in politics, which is that oftentimes, the average person doesn't really have the time or money to invest in changing the system compared to the big corporations, the big businesses, the big special interest groups, the unions, which will shower candidates with money because they know that if they invest $999,000, they might get a special bill worth over $1 million, and it'll be a positive for them. So, for example, what you'll see, everybody, just to give you an idea of what we are fighting against, or as they might say in Canada, against, what we're fighting is, for example, Archer's Daniels Midland, huge corn conglomerate. They lobby all the time to stop Cuban and South American, Brazilian sugar from coming into the United States. So they put a tariff, or they could just completely block it from coming upon that sugar, which raises the relative price of sugar. That's why there's corn
syrup.
Exactly. That's why there's corn sweetener in all your breads and all your sodas. So instead of having manufacturers be able to get the relatively cheaper sugar, we all pay more now for corn syrup. And the same thing with the ethanol regulations. So those people have an interest because they will make millions of dollars off of our extra expenditures. Now, for us to go down to Washington to lobby against these things would cost us tons of money.
Right.
So individually, it's not worth our while.
They don't do anything about
it. So that's why we need the money bomb.
Danielle, well, you can comment on the relative merits of fructose versus sucrose. But I would, you know, what happened the last time with the Ron Paul campaign in 2008 is Ron Paul got a bunch of news stories because of his fundraising. They were trying to not report it, but Ron Paul beat the pants off of the other candidates in like one day fundraising. Is that what they're going for this time with the birthday money bomb?
Oh, I wish I could say. I know. All I know is that their goal is $1.5 million. They're going for $1,500,000. And so far, looking at his website here, we're up to $1,198,134.83.
Wow! I'll donate. I'll donate tonight when I get off the air. I am with you.
I talked to my wife about doing the same thing, and I think that we're going to do just that. But just because I'm giving to please people, don't think that I've got that, you know, that I'm going to be able to make up the rest or anything. Believe me, radio isn't full of rich guys, at least not this radio show. Danielle, anything else you want to share?
Yes, in order to donate, go to ronpaul2012.com.
RonPaul2012.com. I am on the website right now. Thank you. As a gentleman who not only likes ladies, but likes ladies of principle, thank you so much for mentioning this on the air. This isn't, of course, all about Ron Paul tonight, but as we opened up the program, he is a man of principle, and even Democrats out there who thought they were going to get change, thought they were going to get a reduction in the warfare state, maybe they might want to think about this. Fine gentleman. Thanks a lot for letting us know.
Thank you, Danielle. You know, another thing is when you look at Ron Paul and you see sort of who he's up against, it's kind of it seems like a no-brainer to me, because you've got Mitt Romney, who essentially, I guess, is to some extent running to repeal Obamacare. I mean, any Republican that is not running to repeal Obamacare is a fool at this point. But he is he's the governor that signed in Romneycare in Massachusetts. He's trying to duck and dodge behind the 10th Amendment, saying that, well, states are, you know, this is what they needed in the state, and da 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 da. Come on.
What a loser. Right? You know, this guy is a soft. He's pretending he understands the Constitution. There's also something in the Constitution, Mr. Romney, called the Contract Clause. The Contract Clause forbids states from interfering in the sanctity of private contract. So all of your regulations forcing people to buy insurance and telling insurance companies what they can do, and folks, it's not just Massachusetts. In all the states, anytime you see these regulations placed on companies by your state legislatures, you might want to pick up the Constitution of the United States, which prohibits the states from interfering in the sanctity of private contract.
Also, you're looking at Michelle Bachmann, who's all against taxes, but she's worked as a tax attorney going after people who didn't, quote-unquote, pay their fair share or whatever. I find that, that's sick and weird to me.
And you know, Mark, one of the things is, even if you think that Ron Paul doesn't have a chance...
Well, he has a chance that people vote for him. He has the same chance that any of these other politicians do,
right?
Because people would have to go out and vote for him.
For example, I'm ideologically opposed to any state, as you know. I'm a libertarian anarchist and anarcho-capitalist. I don't want any government in any way whatsoever, on a moral basis, on an efficacy basis, on a practical basis. It never works. However... that some people might say, well, you're being a hypocritical then.
Well, but
if
you're
you
also
donate,
a constitutional expert.
Well, I try to look into it because I have to deal with them on that, you know, on their level or whatever. But some people might say, well, Gard, you're being a hypocrite because here you are, you know, you're talking about Ron Paul donating to his campaign. But you see, by donating to his campaign, I'm allowing him to get more time to buy ads, to tell people about some of the same principles that I believe in. And that allows more people to find out about this guy, to find him on YouTube, for him to pay staff members, not necessarily to, and I'd love it if he were to get in there to change things. Even though I'm opposed to the state, I know the state's not going to be eliminated anytime soon, and he would be the best bet to try to reduce the humongous leviathan that the government has become in the federal level. But to me, it would be just wonderful to be able to see him be able to talk about more issues, to get his stuff explained better. And with more money, it lets him do it.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing that's what I like, is Ron Paul gets a bigger podium whenever he gets some more money. He's up against these other politicians. Last one, Rick Perry. I guess this guy backed down from the federal government on the TSA issue. The Texas was poised to protect its citizens in
you
some
know,
way.
You know, the secret deal about that is he never wanted it to get through in the first place. He's real slippery with that Perry guy.
Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps. Summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps. Summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Five zero 800-387-3733. Give us a call. Talk to you about, well, whatever you want to talk about. It's your, you know, take control of the airwaves.
He's Mark. I'm Gardner. I'm filling in for Ian. And Mark is manning the main post tonight behind the board. So give us a call.
Push the buttons. And somebody's got to push the buttons.
And Mark, thank you. Thank you, by the way, for letting me come in here. You know,
thanks for coming.
I really appreciate it. It's great stuff. And we love all the listeners and, of course, our supporters.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value has been trending upward with time. Just find out more by going to weusecoins.org. Again, it's weusecoins.org. Let's go to Clem in South Carolina. Clem.
Hi, guys. Appreciate you taking the call.
Appreciate you calling, Clem. How you doing tonight? Good.
Doing great. After following this budget reduction fiasco, I got to thinking that if we get enough petitions together, petition drive to reduce the salaries of all those politicians by about 20% until they get their act together and fix this country, and then we set up a system of pay for progression. They get it back when the country's on an even keel. That'll weed out the people who are in it for the money. It'll send a message. As long as we're not holding anybody accountable, they'll do what they want to do, or just continue to really screw things up.
Define an even keel.
That's exactly what I was going
to
ask.
This is really what it comes down to, is politicians write stuff like this all the
time. They'll tell you they're on an even keel now,
Right. I think that the Fifth Amendment outlaws unreasonable search and seizure. Is
Fourth
that right?
Amendment.
Fourth Amendment.
You must have a warrant. Well, you must have a warrant.
But it has to be for reasonable search and seizure. And then politicians decide what reasonable is. And essentially what that means now is a cop asks for it and a judge gives it a rubber stamp and off it goes.
Yeah, or they don't even have to have something from the judge. And, of course, monetarily or budget-wise, they've got the Fed in their back pocket. So they'll always say, for example, here's a great example, my friend. You know, here we are talking on the phone, people are listening on the radio and so on. There are a couple points that I bet hundreds of thousands of people listening did not know, and something that I picked up just a little while ago. First of all, I bet you didn't know that 70% of all U.S. long-term bonds over the past, since the beginning of this year, 70% of them had been purchased by whom? No, not those evil, scary Chinese. No, the Fed. The Fed. Because,
the Federal Reserve.
But yeah, because foreign nations, people in foreign nations know that if they get long-term bonds, when they get brought back to them and they're supposed to be paid off, they'll be paid off with worthless dollars funded by the creation either by the Treasury Department or the Federal Reserve. It's just a big shell game going back and forth. So the Fed buys them, the federal government gets the money, and then the federal government pays it back with more money borrowed from the Fed. So it's ridiculous. So I love your concept, but the question is, how do you work that? And I think one of the ways is to at least try to conform to what the Constitution says and then go beyond it and say we're trying to open up free markets as much as possible. The thing that opposes government the best is freedom to choose your products and your associations. And if we can keep stressing that to people and show them why it improves their lives, why it's better for them, we can start to win some arguments.
Great ideas, man. Keep the conversation going.
Rock on, man.
Thanks, Clem. Appreciate the call.
Sure.
Let's go to Ty in Tennessee. Ty?
Well, it must be a conspiracy. Got Gardner Goldsmith there tonight. How about that?
Hey, Ty, thanks.
Liberty Conspiracy.
Liberty Conspiracy is our website we post audios and so on at Liberty
Conspiracy. That's your website.
It is my website, yes. And you know what's funny, Ty? I was watching this interview with Ron Paul today, and they actually mentioned how he's in a minority. He goes, well, it's a conspiracy. It's like a conspiracy for liberty. I'm like, yeah, way to go, Ron Paul. Way to go. thanks for the call, Ty. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I just wanted to talk also about Ron Paul, and I think you nailed it right on the head that it's not so much that he can get in there and make changes, because the changes have to come. We have to reach a critical mass of people realizing that It's a matter of society itself returning to principle. And that means that people need to learn the principles of liberty and apply them in their daily lives.
Right.
If that happens and a critical mass is reached, it's going to happen automatically. You don't need a ruler or a champion. You are your champion.
Ty, are you're familiar with Glenn Jacobs, right? Kane from the WWE, correct?
Yes, I've heard him on
okay.
your podcast a few times.
Yeah, and he and I talk a lot, and not to reveal too much, but this is the same sort of thing. You're expressing the same sort of thing, which he's one of the most intelligent people I know. The man is a genius. He's phenomenal. We often talk about, you know, what is the best way to apply our skills? You know, I'll say, you know, what do you think, Glenn? What's the best way for me to apply my skills? You know, and how about other people in the freedom movement? Everybody picks and chooses their way to do it, but I think one of the key things is, If you're working in the political realm, you need to continue educating people. You're not going to get, just like you say, you're not going to get that political mass unless you can explain to people. For example, Tea Party people might agree with us that the Federal Reserve is bad. They might agree with us that bailouts are bad. They might agree with us that the government medical fascism bill is bad. But then when you talk to them about immigration, they want a bigger government. They want the government to invade businesses and check on and tell them who they can employ and who they cannot employ. That's an infringement. First of all, the federal government's not supposed to have anything to do with it anyway. It's a state issue if you read the Constitution, as I've mentioned many times on the podcast. But it's an infringement in free association. And it is destructive to our liberties and our economy. But it's very difficult to explain that to people. They think that the foreigners are stealing American jobs. They don't like outsourcing. So it's incumbent on us to and, you know, maybe we'll get into it further on this program or, you know, in personal conversations with each other or our neighbors. But we need to express to people why it's important to leave their neighbors alone and not use government in all these facets. That's why, over the past year or so, the Tea Party has sort of verged away from what Ron Paul originally started, and they've embraced all these things like the borders. Oh, we got to keep the borders up and you know, fight Iran and all these things, because they don't perceive it all the way through. They don't carry the syllogism, that logic, all the way through on all the issues, you know?
Right. They're not rooted in principle.
Exactly. You say it in a nutshell, man.
Liberty.
Yeah. You say it better than I do, brother.
Great show.
Thanks, Ty.
Appreciate the call, Ty. Let's go to Tim in Virginia Beach. Virginia, excuse me, Tim?
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
All's
hey.
Well. What'd you call about?
Well, I wanted to talk to you philosophically about your libertarianism.
Okay.
I love listening to Ron Paul. I think he's got a lot of good ideas. I think his quips are fantastic. But I'm a conservative.
Okay.
And where I draw the distinction between conservatism and libertarianism is in your streak for anarchy.
Okay.
I think the state, one of the reasons the state exists is to enforce morality. For all law really is morality with peace. And so
okay.
If you're dealing with a guy like me.
Good tease, Tim. Hold the line if you would.
Certainly.
And you can go give us a call at 855-450-3733. 855-450-8373. Free Talk Live.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line at 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We'll be happy to talk to you. Get your liberty message out with thousands to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different liberty sayings over there at libertystickers.com, and you can get them for the back of your bumper. I have one on the back of my car. It says, Barack Obama has fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined. And you can get that one or many others from libertystickers.com. They're awesome. If you want to buy them in bulk and sell them at your store or flea marketplace or whatever, they've got bulk pricing. libertystickers.com.
And Mark, thank you very much for letting me sit in for Ian tonight. It's great to be here on Free Talk Live on a Saturday. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, by the way.
libertyconspiracy.com.
libertyconspiracy.com. Head over to the website. Love to have you there. And it's great to have you here. And Ian, more power to you, man. Love you and can't wait for you to come back.
Let's talk. Get back to Tim in Virginia Beach. Tim?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tim.
So, the last segment, you teased us with you think that the difference between libertarianism and conservatism is that the government needs to legislate morality. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
So need to ask a couple questions, though.
Right. I guess I've got a couple of questions, because I don't think conservatism means the government legislates morality. I think what conservatism is in fact a beckoning back to some time in the past when life was better. most conservatives now think back to, you know, the Eisenhower time when boys rolled up cigarettes in their arm sleeves and girls had little poodles on their skirts, back when America was America and black people could barely vote or whatever. And I'm not saying the conservatives don't like black people. I know that that's not true. I'm just saying that let's remember that America had some problems in the 50s at the same time. And there's a story my grandmother told about her mother beating her boys with sticks when she found them with playing cards in the house. Now, I'd say my great-grandmother was a pretty conservative gal, wouldn't you?
Well, you're changing definitions on me, and I don't want to go back to the 1950s. I'd like to go back to the 1750s in terms of a moral code that was imposed on the people. So you're changing definitions on me. Again, if you and I went out to dinner, we would probably agree on 95 to 98%.
I absolutely agree.
My question to you is, what do you define as moral?
Well, within the American context, the moral question would be answered by reference to the Christian ethic.
Okay, but this was the ethic that my great grandmother used to beat her boys with sticks, right?
and I have to say,
I don't. Again, you're asking me to. I'm giving you a principled position. I'm not going to judge your grandmother because I don't know all of the circumstances.
Actually, it's great grandmother.
I'm sorry, my fault. Great grandmother. If you're asking me about the propriety of spanking your children, then that's an entirely different
question. I'm actually talking about gambling. Do you believe that people should be able to do with their money as they please?
Well, it depends. I certainly don't believe they should be able to hire prostitutes or assassins to take out family members or to take out their enemies.
Well, I would not relate.
Do you think a girl should be able to trade sex for a date?
Absolutely not.
Do you think that goes on?
Sure. I think every conceivable moral wrong goes wrong. But that doesn't mean I want to justify it.
Let me ask you one question quickly and then go into the broader question, because you open up a very, very heavy philosophical question, which really needs definition. Very much so. Do you honestly correlate or connect a voluntary exchange of sex for money, and whether or not there's a John involved, let's say hypothetically there is no John involved. A woman wants to improve her life. She says, I will take money and I will give you physical pleasure for it. The man says, yes. Or it could be the other way around. Who knows what it is? Are you actually saying that that is comparable to hiring someone to offensively go out and take an innocent life?
Absolutely. Again, both are immoral. One is fornication, one is murder.
Isn't stealing immoral too, though?
Absolutely.
So why in the world would you hire an agency to take money from me who disagrees with your stance in order to enforce what you want? Doesn't that make you immoral? I mean, if I hire a hitman to go out and hit you, it's just, the difference between an armed gang and the government is only size, right?
Yeah, what if I don't want to pay for the police force?
It's morality, which is why I can tell my children what to do, but you can't.
So you're stealing from me. You're advocating stealing. I want you to explain to your kids how you can advocate theft.
If the majority says it's okay to take my money for the police force to support what you view as moral, that's not stealing?
Well, no, because, again, we're dealing with authoritative systems. You believe in some sort of authority, or are you true anarchists?
I do believe I believe that the individuals have the right to choose, what they want for themselves and their lives. I think that we need to have governmental bodies, and by that I mean, governments that people choose for themselves. And I don't think they necessarily need to be tied to land masses, because when they are tied to land masses, people that believe in stealing, like you do, will use those agencies to enforce their will upon other people.
Let's deal with the philosophical issue here, because we both believe in governmental authorities. We both believe they need to be funded. And so we're both talking about not how government is going to be funded. We're talking about
how government should be funded.
Yes.
Government should only be funded by people who want it. In the same way that Walmart should not be able to charge me for the ladder that somebody else bought, if I don't go in and buy a ladder, then that's how it should be administered.
Wait a second. What Mark is saying may be better defined for easier acceptance as governance rather than government as in the state. Mark is talking about voluntarily paying for the services which you want to see, as opposed to having the money forcibly taken from you, whether you like it or not, which is stealing.
Now, again, I would disagree with your definition of stealing.
Okay, so okay. If we live in
your argument for government is the same argument that liberals use to get what they want. They say, well, it's immoral not to educate children, so we have to steal money from you to pay for this public school system where we'll indoctrinate them with socialism and put condoms on cucumbers and all the other things that they do. Your argument is really not an argument for conservatism. Yours is an argument for authoritarianism.
And it's for your morality over someone else's morality. You think you've got the hold on what really should be the morality that the state supports. They think they've got the hold on what they think is the morality the state supports. You believe this based on a 1750s paradigm. They believe that the 1750s paradigm was faulty. They have a new idea. What we're saying is all of it is predicated on theft. If you do not think so, then you will agree that it can be used for whatever morality someone wants. It just happens to be the one you want, and that is force.
I have no problem with force, okay? The problem.
Okay, well, there we go. Then you're immoral.
But wait a minute, you don't either.
Because no, again, I do. I do.
Force should be used if force is used against you.
Aggressive force is wrong. Is wrong. And
okay,
if
so
you
then,
try
then,
it in your neighborhood,
if you
let's,
use anything
let's try
else,
this.
You're just arguing about which direction the water should go around the toilet bowl because it's all going down.
Right.
Dude.
You're talking about morality. And here's that large issue, the 16 tons that Mark started to drop on you. Here is the thing. Your definition of morality cannot work. It cannot function without.
You don't know my definition, so you can't.
You said it was the Bible.
But the thing is, you're saying that's what I'm saying. Your definition of morality cannot function unless you express to us what it is. And beginning with theft is not a good way to do it. Now you don't believe it's theft, and I will ask you.
I don't buy your presumption, and I don't buy your relativism.
Well, let's ask the question here, and it does lead towards relativism, which is very interesting because a lot of conservatives do you believe that seeing reality is a subjective experience, sir?
No.
It is not. You mean, so Immanuel Kant, as much as Ayn Rand disagreed with him, Immanuel Kant was wrong in saying that we all perceive reality through our own eyes.
Again, you're trying to backdoor me into relativism.
It is relative, man. You can't get around it.
Tim, I appreciate the call. We've got a bunch of people on hold, and, you know, we could go on this all night long.
It just so happens that the majority of us tend to think along the same lines. We don't need the government. We can form these associations ourselves without theft.
Call again next week, Tim. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-453. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line. And you can't listen to talk radio without hearing ads for gold. But before you go and buy from one of those folks, check out gold.freetalklive.com. We have teamed up with Midas Resources, one of the big names in gold and silver here in the United States, and we offer some of the very best rates. So go check out gold.freetalklive.com before you buy any place else, because we put some coins there that you can comparison shop at all these other places. These are common coins intended to get gold and silver into your hands. You can comparison shop because this is the way that you really make money on an investment. You got to buy low in order to sell high. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
And gold is going to be going up some more.
It doesn't seem to have
quantitative easing 3 will be coming in about a quarter or two.
I see no ceiling. Let's go to Steve in Enid, Oklahoma, listening to KGWA. Steve?
Yes, sir.
Greetings.
What would you like to talk about?
Greetings to you. Well, number one, I'm not a cop. Never have much use for him, but who would hold the peace if it wasn't for them?
Well, that's a great question.
You have to first off ask what the peace is.
It's okay. The peace is this guy breaking in my back door right now.
All right, let's walk through that then. Let's walk through that then. We agree that generally speaking, the peace is something that the majority of people tend to agree on. There are those exceptions, and we try to exclude the bad actors and keep the good people around us. That's why the state has the prison system, supposedly. Take the bad guys out, keep us safe and away from the bad guys. So
right.
If we generally agree to that anyway, Why do we have to employ an agency of force, which has a legal monopoly on it, to steal from our neighbor when we're trying to stop that theft in the first place? It's illogical. So beyond that, then we
well,
say, okay.
Then who will do that?
Well, that's it. That's your next neighbor, question. I mean. Your next question is exactly right. Then we say, practically speaking, how do we do that? Well, let's look at history.
Yeah, I've got an example here.
What are we, a vigilante society then?
During Hurricane Katrina, there were only two types of folks.
Biggest fall down, I was living in Louisiana at the time.
During that time, the only folks that were left, it appeared, were largely, there was a larger percentage left of cops and criminals. And what did the cops start doing? They started looting stores.
Yes.
Now I'm not saying that every police officer would do such a thing, but the fact is what it shows is that sort of the populace is what keeps crime down, not police. If you ask an armed criminal whether he'd go to
I believe it was the United States Coast Guard and the military.
That's bogus.
I think it was the military.
That.
The military came in and took guns from people.
That's a lie.
It is not a lie. You can go see the video.
I was there in Louisiana.
You can go see.
Actually,
I don't care where you were. I was in Greece, but I can't speak Greek. The fact is, the video is on.
City took guns from people.
What's that?
The mayor, Ray Nagin, took guns from people.
So
and his
who? What did the National Guard use?
The National Guard went around and disarmed people.
And either way, here's the thing.
That's a lie.
It's not. Go watch the videos. National Guard disarm YouTube.
Yeah.
The National Guard? Oh, please. The National Guard's never called in.
What? They were there. I saw the videos, dude. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe it was Biloxi. I couldn't tell you.
That was one of the big complaints, that they didn't bring them in soon enough. George Bush didn't bring them in soon enough. They got there. They were there.
I had
a friend. I'll give you an example.
It was Bush's fault because the government didn't show up sooner.
Look, I'm not going to try to loud or degrade George Bush. What we're talking about is your question, and I think it's a very valuable question. The question is, I know the government screws up sometimes. Maybe people disagree on where they screwed up or whatever. But what would the answer be if you eliminated that mechanism to fund the police through the state?
Here's the deal, and it's not against you guys or anything. Common decency.
Okay, so common decency.
That's the lesson everybody needs to learn. Common
right
decency.
On. Right. Okay. Now, if we look at common, and this is exactly you're going exactly where I wanted to go.
All right.
You're familiar with the British common law, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The British common law arose in the feudal system, and it was not imposed on people by so-called lawmakers. It was an organically created thing that people came up with because the majority of people tend not to like being stolen from and robbed or hurt or raped or anything. Right.
Which is what's happening right now.
Right. And the government is the greatest mechanism by which that happens. Now, you can say, I'd like to.
I
understand. Let me just get through the thought process before you respond. Okay. So we can see your question is, how would you get some sort of policing activity if you didn't have that nugget of at least something that John Locke in the Second Treatise said, which is that government should be there for the policing force only, to enforce contracts?
No, I don't believe that. I was in Lake Charles, in a little town called Manny, Rita hit us. It is just as hard as Katrina. We didn't break a levee. Everything was out. It was torn up. We were devastated. If I could have gotten there to help, I would have. The only people that could have gotten there was the military and the police. The police of New Orleans were crooked. They were crooked before the hurricane, and they're damn sure crooked after.
Okay.
A crooked mayor, a crooked governor, sitting there blaming, I'm sorry, he didn't tell me to evacuate the city, and it's his fault.
Okay, I've got to stop you. We're familiar with many of the complaints. We know the anecdotal stories. We also know other anecdotes.
You know,
but the question. But the point that you brought up is not an anecdotal point. You brought up a philosophical, political philosophical question, and I thought that your question was. Thank you for the call. I'm trying to address his point, which was, how would you get a police police function if you didn't have what seems to be what he would support, the basic function of a so-called small government conservative, which is that governance is supposed to be there for the state to stop theft, and you have to have the police. And what we're saying is if you look in history, you find, A, that most crimes by the tune of like 300% are stopped by non-police in the country, by armed non-police civilians. The police arrive after the fact. B, if you look back at history at things like Katrina, the first people to show up to help were the Salvation Army and Walmart. And then later they were pushed back. There are cases in the courtrooms. And if you want to talk anecdotes, there are cases in the courtrooms that show the private entities went in there to help. And if you look back at the British common law, if you look back at ancient Ireland,
another thing you can look back is that, in fact, there's the phenomenon of cops is relatively new. I believe it's about 150 to 180 years old, and it started in London. Most communities that you are living in now have not had police all along. They may have had a sheriff who handled the county jail and the jailing of somebody who was accused of a crime, but not this law enforcement apparatus as we see today. And you really need to ask: is crime really diminished that much?
And you know, Mark, I think, you know, to be positive about the conversation we just had, you know, we were getting off the mark, and I think it's more fruitful to try to stick with what his original question was. And that's the sort of thing. You can complain about what happened in Katrina as much as you want. You can bring up examples about how the police work or don't work or whatever. But we are trying to address what is the moral side of it? And people have been asking us questions. Well, you believe in the morality of leaving your neighbor alone, but how would your society function? So I thought that was what he wanted to know. But he didn't want us to get to that, evidently.
Well, let's go to Mark in Huntsville. Mark?
Hey, buddy. How's it going? Listen, I've been listening to your show now for going on about a month since you came on down here. And I'm one of those disaffected liberals that'll probably end up voting for Ron Paul in the Republican primary. There's a lot of things I don't agree with you guys on, and that's great and everything, but you're definitely something different. You're definitely thought-provoking. But I heard Ron Paul make a statement the other day that kind of bothered me. He stated that he was emphatically anti-abortion because of his position as a physician, and he took a moralist viewpoint on that, and that's something I didn't expect to hear him say. I've always identified a lady's right to choose as you know, and what to do with her own body that way as a liberty issue for me.
Well, a liberty issue, let me step down with you, Mark. And one thing that Ron Paul believes, and I don't know if you heard this when he said it, is Ron Paul believes that is a state's rights issue, not an issue of the federal government. Yeah. The federal government shouldn't be involved. So as a president, he wouldn't have any say in that. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I can understand that, but I think it's a fundamental liberty issue for the whole country.
All right, well, hold on to you. We can discuss what is talk radio hell, which is abortion, in just a minute. Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.